Yourself?
Good.
How do you feel to be on the first day of pads here?
Feel great. I ain't been in pads in a while. Since the Orange Bowl, actually. It felt great to put back on the pads, run around out there. You know, feeling comfortable. It was great going back out there and competing.
What was the biggest difference from the first few practices you had here to now going all out and putting everything?
It's just the collision part, really. You know, get back in the rhythm, get back in the groove of everything. But like I said, at the end of the day, football is football. You just got to get back in the, in the groove of everything. And I just feel like, towards the end of the practice, I got back comfortable with everything, got back in the field, got my feet back down upon the
After starting out with the rookies right away and the other players, was it nice to kind of get the veterans and the whole group back together?
Yeah, once you go in there with the rookies, we kind of like second-guessing ourselves, and we ain't moving as fast. But you go out there with the vets, it's like this. It's going. So you just got to catch the lingo, get what everybody doing, and you just got to be confident in yourself. And once you go out there with them, you just got to know what you're doing. And that just take time by studying on your own and doing stuff individually on your own so you can be comfortable out there.
You're with the vets, both McKinnon and Murray, a little banged up. Is this a chance for you to take advantage of some extra snaps?
No matter if those guys was out there or not, it's a chance for me to get better. If I tell the field, no matter what. If I go out there, I want to get better no matter what. If we got all our guys, if I go out there and take a snap, I want to get better. So, if those guys was out there, it'd be the same outcome. I just want to get better.
Calvin, so far, has the NFL been about what you expected? Harder, easier?
It's been about what I expected, but these fans make it even more better. They come out every day showing love at practice, Because back in college, we ain't have fans out of practice like this, but, they make practice more exciting and more, you want to come out here and practice for, your teammates and the fans. So, it's what I expected, and, I'm just having fun, man.
And after the first day of padded practice, speed, is that what you expected?
Yeah, I knew coming up to the next level, you take that step, and it gets faster and faster. And you come up here, you like, can it get any faster? And it does get faster, so... you just gotta adjust to it, and once you know what you're doing, you can move at the speed they're moving. But you got vets that have been out there 7-8 years, and they just know what to do. They ain't as fast as you, but they know where to be at and how to do it. So you just gotta study your technique and just be a mastermind at the game.
When do you think that comes for you?
Just reps, man. Just keep repping out. Just keep studying. Keep being me. Keep working hard. And as the time passes by, man, everything will work itself out.
Have there been certain defensive players that have been especially challenging or fun to go against?
Our front is serious. We got Linval, we got Demille, our linebacker. Our defense good, period. And, I didn't know they was as good as how I got out there. And, we could barely get the snap off with Linval. And you got Demille, and you got Evan. All them guys drifting off the edge. You got D-Bar. All those guys, man. It's just fun watching those guys, and it's good to compete against those guys. But once Sundays come and the game come, it make them more easy.
How do you feel like you're grasping the playbook so far?
Pretty good. Once we go through it in the meantime, I go through it on my own. But I think I'm getting a pretty good dose of it, and I'm getting it down, man. And it's running smooth right now.
What's the top thing you wanted to show in pads?
Physicality, man. Just going out there and competing, really. You put the pads on, you want to be as physical as you can. You want to establish yourself early. And, I know these are my teammates. I want to take care of those guys. They take care of me. And, starting up right now. But, you want to establish yourself so once the game presents itself, you can be ready for any situation.
Who would you say is the biggest mentor you've had on this team in the last few days that's kind of showed you the ropes, kind of taking you under the wing?
It's a couple. Ted, Zay, Griff, T-Moo. All those guys talk to those older guys. I just sit back and I watch how those guys do things in the locker room, around the facility, even Linval around the facility, and just see how they conduct themselves around the team and stuff like that. And they've been doing a great job of that, just checking in and see how I'm doing. I just watch those guys, how they operate. They're real pros.
A lot of those guys are defensive guys that you just mentioned. Are they helping you kind of say, hey, here's what to look for whenever you're on the other side of the ball?
And I think that's what's the unique thing about this team. No matter you're on the offensive side or the defensive side, you get advice from anybody. They just want to see, the whole team do better. Everybody on the team want to win, and I think that's a positive thing for the team. But we eager to win football games, and I think, you know, you're taking that next step to get there.
Coach has talked to you about how life changes going from being a rookie and being in college to being an NFL player.
You definitely got to conduct yourself in the right way, on and off the field. You got to come in the building with the right mentality, ready to work every day. And off the field, you just got to, you know somebody looking up to you. You got kids looking up to you, so you got a platform now. You got to conduct yourself in the right way off the field, like you were doing the facilities. So, you know, you just got to be a pro at what you do. You know, those guys are pros that I look up to, and they set a good example.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.